KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I have an update from the beginning of the show. From the 817, tell Corey I love him, and if he doesn't forgive me, I will drive out there to personally befriend him with a forgiveness hug. I was the person who maybe at the beginning of the show.
Not a fan?
Didn't care for us.
And now they do.
And they want to give you a hug for forgiveness. Forgiveness hug.
I dare you to come hug me.
Okay.
That's not a threat either. I saw this post, and it was a white cake, and it just said 3 years on it. And the girl was like, now that I look at this and I see that it's in red blood lettering,
yeah,
this 3 years sounds more like a threat rather than us celebrating our three-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Like, if you just look at somebody and you're like, I'll come back for you. Isn't that kind of concerning?
Yes, it is. This is also concerning, but fair. I really, from the 214, I really think you guys should have Alex speak more, but I understand you might not because he'll eventually leave too because everyone levels up from KNC. I mean, it's true. You get your own show, you take over radio, you become like the, I don't know, executive who runs Fox Sports Radio or whatever that title is.
Yeah, Westwood One.
Westwood One, sorry.
Yeah. Anytime you leave our show, you just go on to great things. Now, here's what I got to
ask. Just saying, Alec, if you ever get frustrated, you'd be fine.
Where does that put us, though? Are we continued to stay the same, or we got better, too? Like, what happened over this time?
We're the John Schneiders. We help facilitate all of the people.
John Schneider.
The Seahawks.
Dude. Because for some reason I was thinking of Duke's new coach, but that's John Cryer. So
that is John Shire.
I don't know. I watch him.
You jerk.
He does a lot of crying out there.
Shut up. I'm going to get Mashota back on to talk about this. All right. So this really caught my attention because I was like, all right, you've definitely had some really high highs for the Rangers. In the past 25 years, where do you think the Rangers would be ranked in the hierarchy of baseball? And so here are some examples of how, well, not example. This is how the scoring system works from The Athletic. Winning the World Series, 9 points. Losing the World Series, 6 points. Losing in the ALCS or NLCS, 3 points. Losing in the Divisional Series, 2 points. Losing in a wild card, 1 point. It also docks teams 1 point for each time they lose at least 90 games in consecutive seasons. So, yes, theoretically, you could have negative points coming out of all of this. So you think about the last 25 years and the playoff success, or in some cases lack thereof, the Rangers have had. Out of 30 teams, where do you think the Rangers would rank?
I will turn my microphone on. And, Kevin, I know I often do this for the Cowboys.
Oh, they get the Cowboys treatment?
Just above middle of the pack. So I'm going to put them at like 13.
Okay.
And I'm trying to go through this because I would say Yankees have won some, it seems like. The Dodgers have won some. The True. Red Sox and Astros probably have their spaces there.
Yeah.
The Giants have done some things. And the Braves, Cardinals, Cubs. I feel like you Cubs get some love on this. But that's really all I can think of there.
From the 817, oof. We're probably not doing that great if that's the scoring. It is. It is complicated because on the one hand, you're like, ooh, you went to back-to-back World Series, and a couple years later, you had back-to-back playoff appearances. But then you're like, hey, in the ensuing 9 years, you had one season over 500. Now,
why do you keep doing that?
You did win
you keep doing that, man?
The World Series. You just put them in the middle. You did win the World Series in that one season, so it is a little complicated. Alec, what say you? I would argue the Rangers are one of the weirder teams on this list.
I would, too. And Corey, don't worry. I'll be the lazy one. I'll put them right in the middle. I will put them dead in the middle. I think they are dead in the middle because of their recent success, but I really do think those consecutive losing seasons after the couple of World Series runs, I think that takes a massive toll in this power ranking system that they came up with. So I will say that they are going to be right in the middle. Give me 15.
All right. So you know how we like to do this in power rankings. We'll get to the answer to that question momentarily. In the meantime, one team has a negative point total in all of baseball. Who is the worst franchise in baseball in the last 25 years?
The next 25 years for them are going to look amazing.
I think you're going to get this right then.
It is the Pittsburgh Not Steeler Pirates.
The Pittsburgh Pirates. They lost a lot of points because of consecutive 90 loss seasons. Now.
What?
I know. Shocking. Last decade, they were only 28th. But now that we've encompassed all 25 years, well, they fall to the bottom as the Pittsburgh Pirates, the lone team with negative points at -4. So again, you get 9 points for winning the World Series, 6 points for losing it, and it kind of tiers down in terms of playoff success from there. You get -1 point every time you lose at least 90 games in consecutive seasons. All right, I'm proud of you for that, Corey. Alec, a lot of pressure on you. If the Pirates are the worst, who else do you think is the worst of the worst? If it makes you feel any better, the team I would have picked was 27th. So they were only fourth worst.
Wow. Okay, that changes things a little bit. A couple teams come to mind, but I don't think there's one that comes to mind anymore, in my mind at least, than, I'm already doubting myself, give me the Athletics.
Ooh, the Oakland Athletics.
Good guess. Good guess. Yeah!
What you have to remember is this for 25 years. The Oakland Athletics were good for a time, especially in 2001, 2002, and 2003. And then you propel further another decade. They had some playoff runs. They're actually 17th on the list.
I hate this list.
Corey, I'm going to go back to you. Alec really let me down.
Why are some umpires chubby, Kevin? Because their job is to clean the plate. I'm going to go with the Colorado Rockies.
Okay, that's who I would have guessed, too.
Yeah.
They're 27th on the list. So the bottom five go like this. The Pittsburgh Pirates, as I said, dead last. Followed by the Orioles, the Reds, the Rockies are fourth to last, and the Seattle Mariners.
But the Mariners just had a great year.
Yeah, they did. It's a good thing. Because between 2001 and 2025, they were in the playoffs one other time.
Oh, man.
So that's...
that's tough.
Yeah, that 0-1 team was sweet.
But they just announced the yacht plate thing that you can... the boat that you can get with food on it.
Oh, that's true.
Sorry about all the smacking. Everybody, I thought my mic was off. That's
okay.
That's on me.
It's like Kate was back here. Just kidding, Katie. I love you. All right. So, Corey... you said the Rangers are 13. Alec, you said the Rangers are 15. Once again, we'll get to that in a minute. Who is the number one team in baseball in the last 25 years? Last time they put this out, it was the Yankees.
I feel like recency bias is going to make me want to say the Dodgers. But I still think it's the Yankees at this point. Their successes over time have been pretty gross.
Alec, do you think the Yankees are still number one, or do you think they have fallen to second on the list and there's a different team that's number one?
Whew. So I'm going to go against my gut because it clearly did not work last time, and I'm going to say that, yes, the Yankees did fall to number two.
Oh.
I do think it's the Los Angeles Dodgers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are number one on the list.
Recency
and I want you to think, well, again, it's for 25 years, so I don't think it is recency bias. But think about this. They have 83 points based on playoff success.
It's a impressive.
The Pirates have -4. I want you to just really let that soak in. 83-4. The Yankees are second. Do you dare to guess any of the rest of the top five? Somebody said the Rangers have been to 3 World Series in the last 16 years. Perhaps they should be in the top 10 or even higher.
I think the Astros are still in it, obviously. Even last year, they were supposed to be out of it. And then all of a sudden, there they were back in the mix again. So I'll say the Astros are somewhere in there.
The Astros are indeed somewhere in there. Top five goes like this. The Dodgers, 1. Yankees, 2. Cardinals, 3. Red Sox, 4. And the Houston Astros are number 5 on the list. You go from there. Could the Rangers make the top 10? The Atlanta Braves, 6. San Francisco Giants, followed by the Phillies, the Cubs. And at number 10, it's the Cleveland Guardians. However.
Dude, can you think about this for a second? Where did you say the Giants were again?
The Giants were 7.
And they just got Bochy back.
Yes.
Like, just as an advisor.
Well, I mean, look, those 10, 12, and 14 teams did a whole lot of work because otherwise they would slide into the bottom 10.
Mm-hmm.
But for the Texas Rangers, in the last 25 years, they are number 11 on the list. They made the playoffs 6 times. World Series in 2010, 2011, wild card in 2012, divisional series in 15, 16, and they won the 2023 World Series. However, they've also had consecutive 90-loss seasons to ding them a little bit.
Kevin, here's something you can hang your hat on for the rest of your life. If the Rangers make it to the CS, though, they don't lose.
That is true.
The Rangers have never
lost. They're 3-0
when they've been
ALCS.
To the CS.
Huh.
So all we got to do is get there.
Okay.
Like, that's just the tough part is getting there. But whenever we do get there, we go to the World Series, baby.
Right.
Oh,
man.
That's a good feeling right there.
If we would have won those other World Series, if we would have won even one of the other ones, we would have been up to number 9.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So that's good. In the past 25 years, the Texas Rangers, maybe better than some people thought, maybe worse than apparently plenty of people thought, but still number 11 on the list. And from the 817, I guess their recent success has kind of distorted my opinion. That's true. I mean, look, they at the beginning of the decade, the A-Rod stuff, they went a long time, like
a decade
without going to the playoffs. And then post-2016, you have the most magical season of all. In 2023. Other than that, kind of tough.
Let's get back there this year.
Okay, deal.
All we got to do is get to the CS.
All right, let me just quick question. Because I would want to play the weakest National League team. You want to play the Dodgers if we make it to the World
Absolutely.
Series, don't you?
I want to topple Ohtani.
Alec!
I want Kyle Tucker to be just crying. I mean, like, I came to this team because I thought they were the best. I should have given the Rangers a discount.
I tell you, Alec, the Rangers make the World Series again. Do you want it to be against the Dodgers or somehow the Diamondbacks made it back there?
Oh, give me the Diamondbacks.
That's me.
I want
revenge.
Total domination. I want to sweep, not be swept.
Do you not remember? Do you not remember what happened with the Miami
Heat?
All right,
fine. The Cincinnati Reds.
The Miami Heat got us, and then the second time we got them. I don't want that to happen.
Okay.
So, no, dude. I want the best. I want everybody to go, it's undeniable that the Rangers that season were the greatest because they beat the best.
Aren't they still the greatest if they won the World Series?
Yeah, but people still take shots at that team, right? Oh, they beat the Diamondbacks.
You don't care about that, though.
Not really. But now I kind of want one of those that you can just put a stamp on.
It would be similar to 2011 when you beat the super team.
Yeah, it's kind of like when the Cowboys beat the Bills a couple times. You're just like, it's the Bills. They lose Super Bowls.
Oh, man.